Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Christian Garrick, we welcome in now the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, the Moose. How are you, Mike?
I'm fine, man. Enjoying this, semi-fall weather. We'll take it one step at a time.
It's fantastic.
It's going to be warmer and Foxborough than it is here.
Yeah, you're gonna have 75 degree temperatures up there. The rain is kind of wrapping up on Saturday. They play on an artificial surface anyway, but I want to get to your thoughts right away, Mike. Do you feel like, man, the Patriots are definitely going to show the same look to the Saints offensive line that the Panthers did until they stop it, until they figure it out?
You know, I think so. I guess I'm kind of misled because, you know, prior to the Carolina Panthers, I watched Carolina's defense, right, play the New York Jets and what they did. And they were strong on the outside, you know, with Burns and, you know, good linebackers dropping back into coverage. So then I do the same thing this past week, this week right now, watching New England, who in their last opponent play the New York Jets, and four interceptions, and they come hard at Wilson on the outside. Now, they don't have the speed that Carolina does. You can't just, you know, it's not like you're doing apples to apples, defenses to defenses. But it's clearly they're going to come up with some, you know, outside rush packages. I mean, New England's basic defensive front, without getting too technical, is that they'll use like three interior down linemen, and then they'll kind of use two linebackers on the outside. They're often, at least with the Jets, they're often in five and six man fronts. Right. So there, I totally agree with you that even though despite the differences being different, if I'm Belichick, I'm going to say, OK, well, whatever. It's not, I'm not going to say I'm going to come with Carolina's plan, but I'm going to come with our plan of pressure and see what you got. And certainly with the way that New England kind of lines up to me, it looks like, you know, they've got those kind of athletes with five on the front, you know, the two linebackers on the outside.
Mike, one of the things throughout the years, and talking to Rick Venturi, because Rick worked with Belichick in Cleveland, and Bill has tried to get Rick to come out of retirement a few times to go coach there. He said, you know, working with Bill, one of the things he would always stress is, hey, listen, find the strongest area of this team, and let's break the chain there. We're not going to let that guy do it. Man, against the Saints, I'm not letting Alvin Kamara be the guy. At this point, and I think that overload front, and that's going to bring pressure, but a lot of it too to try to stop Alvin, because they don't want Kamara to be the guy to kind of tilt the field on them, because they know this is going to be a close game, a low scoring football game. That's the way they've played it the last couple weeks. They've been real safe with Mac Jones. They don't want him to be the hero. Just don't screw it up, so to speak.
I clearly believe that. You're right on that.
And so, you know, one of the things Rick would bring up to me all the time is, listen, the strongest player on the offense, Bill wants to take him out. In essence, he wants to put him null and void. And that's Kamara.
Yeah, here's the question I have. Do you feel that Carolina's plan was that? Like, I never felt like Carolina
nope,
took Alvin.
I didn't think so.
You know what I mean? I never felt like that. And so I totally agree, but I just don't. And if I'm Belichick, I'm going to put pressure and I'm going to stop Alvin and say, okay, the rest of you, you did it in week one versus Green Bay. Can you do it in week three against us? You know, I totally agree. I just never felt like, I was wondering how you felt. I never felt like Carolina took Alvin out. I never felt Alvin was ever in. He had two carries in the first half.
And so, in essence, the Saints offense took Alvin out.
Yeah, took themselves out.
More than what Carolina did. This is a strange Patriots team. And doing shows not only here but also nationally about it. And this isn't what Belichick normally does, and that's go out in the free agent market and sign players. He goes out and get, Nelson Aguilera. He trades for Trent Brown. He goes get Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry at tight end. You can see it all across the board. Davin Gotcha, he got him from the Dolphins. Matt Judon, he got him from the Ravens. Jalen Mills from the Eagles. This is unusual because this isn't what Bill has done to spend free agent money on players. Normally, he's the cheap dude in the bunch. He ain't picking up the tab when he go out to eat. He wants somebody else to do it. But this offseason, he spent a lot of money on veteran free agents, and a lot of it has to do with the fact, as great as a coach, and he may go down in the post-free agency world as the greatest head coach ever, and he can't draft worth a lick. But the veteran part of the game, he knows it well, and boy, did he spend a lot of money this offseason retooling this New England Patriots roster.
And there, I'm sitting here in my office, and I'm looking. I have the Patriots offense up on a wall, the Patriots defense up on a wall, and, everyone you mentioned, Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Judon, Godshaw, all of those guys are starting and contributing. So, they just, Mills, Jalen Mills, former LSU.
And
so,
even Kyle Van Noy, who they went back and get.
Right, right. Now, he was bothered injury, but I think just like a throat, though. I think he's fine. It is a different type of build for them. Maybe, giving it a shot. The draft's been so poor. Going to go this route a little bit. Whenever I spend time during the week watching the opponent and their opponent, I get too kind of fixated on it. But I was like, I'm watching the Jets play the Patriots, and the Jets are so bunched up in their formations, their offensive formations. They bring everybody in. And I'm like, that puts eight or nine in the box for New England right off the bat. And I was like, they didn't spread it out at all. Everybody was just right there in the box. And, Carolina, Juwan Bentley, Hightower, Judon, those guys are very athletic linebackers who can look like they're coming at you pressure-wise, especially Judon and Bentley, and drop back into coverage. And so that'll be on Jameis to really recognize, are they coming? Are they not coming? Where's my window? Is it going to be underneath? Is it going to be over? It's not an important game, and it is an important game. I know that's kind of crappy, but if they lose an AFC game, they go to 1-2 and then beat the Giants and they're 2-2. It's not an important game. But if you could win this game, right, now you're 2-1 coming home. Now you're looking at 3-1 maybe. Now, that's what I mean. So, to win this game would be huge. If you lose, it's not the end of the world. This team has got to be dead bone tired, just tired, exhausted from just living on a bus back and forth everywhere and a plane every 5 days. So I think it's an important game, and I'm kind of curious to what – you throw out – we've said this all the time, but you throw out the records when these two teams played because it was Drew against –
against Tom Brady.
Now you throw out the records because they're both gone. It's like the previous stats and comeback wins and points, all that means nothing. That was Brady and Breeze. This is, Jameis and Mac Jones. I 100% agree. Mac Jones, 70-plus percentage in both of his games because he doesn't – they throw short, they throw quick. If he's not open, get rid of it. Don't
mess it up.
Right. They're going to build his momentum up long term. We're not, out there watching, Zach Wilson throw four picks, he's just forcing it and forcing it and forcing it. And Max just kind of, taking in Duncan, nothing impressive, but they move the ball.
Mike, one of the things Saints fans will get to see, because you don't see them a lot, you know, get to play the Patriots once every 4 years, I think is one of the best young cornerbacks in the game, and that's J.C. Jackson from Maryland. Over the last 2 years and two games, he's got 16 pass interceptions. Man, J.C. is a really good – everybody talks about Stephon Gilmore and he's injured and this and that. But, man, their best defensive back, it's J.C. Jackson. That dude can play. And he's got length, smarts, he can play man coverage, he can play in zone, quarters. Wherever you put him, he makes a play, and he is a big-time ball hawk toward the football. And so you don't get to see him a lot, so to speak, up against him, but keep an eye on J.C. Jackson.
Oh, man. Well, he had two interceptions in the last game, and one of them was just a horrific pass by Wilson, but the first one was him. He dropped back in, tipped it up himself, and then off a deflection, got his own tipped ball interception. But you're right, it was all because he's just around the ball. He was the one who tipped it in the first place. And so, yeah, I mean, they're you know, and then they got Adrian Phillips behind them and Devin McCourty at safety. They got there, and then Jalen Mills on the other side. So I think, you know, we saw a great mix of receivers in the Green Bay game, and I feel like it's going to be time to see Marquez Callaway, you know, Deontay Harris more in the offense, and to see Juwan Johnson. You know, really, some of those guys are going to have to, you know, step up and start making some plays.
Mike, I think that we're not talking about a guy that should be active. That's Kenny Stills. If I'm the Saints, I activate Kenny Stills this week.
I always thought they were. I mean, he's in my kind of a side note of my flip chart, ready to move him whenever I need to, because I thought that was what was going to happen. And I asked Mickey about it on Tuesday only because, you know, with him comes his salary, but they should be in good enough cap situation where it's not, you know, not that close, not like my checkbook, you know? And so, but I'm surprised. I mean, here we are Thursday afternoon and, you know, I guess he could be one of your two, you know, that you're going to bring up Saturday. And that's what they've been doing with, you know, that's what the Patriots are doing with their kicker. And there's a lot of teams are doing with kickers, and you can only do it a couple of times and the guy's got to go through waivers. But I'm just surprised that he hasn't. Although at this point, he's still practicing, right? So it's just not something they have to do right now.
No, they don't have to make that announcement until Saturday. In fact,
at that point, I've been thinking about it because I always thought he would be on the active. I'm probably, well, what do you gain? He's practicing with you. Nobody knows who he's, you know, if he's playing with the ones or the twos or anything, because we're not at that phase of practice. So maybe it doesn't behoove you to move him to the active. You don't have to.
You know, another intriguing part of this matchup, two of the most gamesmanship coaches in the National Football League and two of the most tenured with the same team in the NFL going at it on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, and so they've been, you know, the only Belichick's been around longer of a team other than Sean. And so, but it just has a different feel. I'm watching the Patriots, you know, a couple of weeks I'm watching this team. It just, you know, they're new teams feeling their way. And it's week three. And, you know, gosh, you know, look at Tampa after we beat them on that Sunday in Tampa. You know, they were disheveled. They ended up winning it all. So it's just, you're right. I mean, I'm interested to see. I always feel like, and this is my opinion, I don't have anything factual to base this or back this up, that Sean gets up for this game like he used to with Dallas, you know, and taking on the Cowboys. And that was always, it was usually a primetime affair. This one's not. But I do feel that there's a little something extra for Sean at this. Maybe not Belichick. I don't have any idea what motivates that guy. But I do feel for Sean that, yeah, it's the Belichick games, the Dallas games, you know, those games are more important to him. Get a little something extra. Mike, my opinion only.
Mike, one of the things both of them have in common over the last few years, both teams have gotten off to slow starts. That's been something in Belichick a little bit. His teams, they're not Usain Bolt coming out the blocks. And the Saints either now, because they 13-10 over the last 5 years in the month of September. And Bill's teams have sort of stumbled too a little bit. Now, you catch them in October and November, other than last year, which, you know, again, it was what it was. But those are the months that both these clubs sort of come together. And it's interesting that this game is a September game.
Yeah, I think part of that to me has been, okay, well, they're always playing a first-place schedule for the most part, right? Saints are always playing a first-place schedule. So you're always going to have marquee games with the Saints and New England. So, and the Saints have often been the, you know, season opener Sunday night or Thursday night, you know, the late game that's national TV, and the Patriots are the same way. So their September schedules to me are probably a little more difficult than the NFC East, you know, Dallas or Washington or the North. So I think that's part of it. And I think the second part of it is, I just don't think that either one is, I think both of them are so protective of their foundational players in preseason that they're not, it takes them a couple of games, you know, beyond.
I agree totally.
To hit their speed, and because we see it all the time. And if we just, if this were once every 2 or 3 years, it'd be a fluke. But they're perennial slow starters, because they don't play anybody in preseason, and so it takes them a while to catch speed.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, always a pleasure, man. Safe travels. Have a good call on Sunday. We'll talk to you then.
I will. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Haas.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Wrap up Mike D's portion of the show. Let me roll on into the 7 o'clock hour. It is the Texans and Panthers tonight on Thursday Night Football. This is WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.